Let's stand and continue to worship.
As I pour out my heart, these things.
freedom.
You set us free.
Great that freedom feels. We are standing at that special spot, the place where the last Sunday of the year has come to a close. And by the time we come back next year, next week, it'll be 2016. So I encourage you to just take some moments in these next few days as 2015 winds down and remember what the Lord has done for you this year. And then as our hearts change to 2016, begin to think about what it is that He will do with us individually and us as a family of faith. Because good things are in store for the Lord in 2016. few announcements. We decked the halls. It is time to undeck the halls. If you can hang around and help take down things, it would be wonderful. Won't take very long. Gorgeous poinsettias. Wasn't it a gorgeous year for poinsettias? They are available. Please take them because we are ready for them to go, and we'd love to have them be in your home. Prayer is happening this morning, so if you need prayer, please come to the sides for prayer. And I'm going to end with a blessing that's found in Psalm 20. Listen to these wonderful words and know that they are yours. May the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May he remember all your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings. May he give you the desires of your heart and may all your plans succeed. And here's what it is about him. May the Lord grant all your requests. Now this I know, the Lord gives victory to his anointed. Some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Go forth from this place trusting that he is for you. He is a source of your strength. He is a source of your hope. He is a source of your joy. Be blessed. Amen.